This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to the show. We are diving into the biggest headlines in entertainment today, from high-profile romance debuts to serious legal allegations and the latest drama from your favorite reality television stars.
Kim Kardashian and Lewis Hamilton finally go public.
James Cameron faces a lawsuit over Avatar designs.
Sam Levinson promises more chaos for Euphoria fans.
Gwyneth Paltrow sparks backlash over wealth inequality comments.
Khloe Kardashian reflects on treatment after weight loss.
A scandalous boat trip involves Mike Vrabel.
West Wilson addresses his leaked private photos publicly.
D. 4VD's brother issues a scathing statement online.
Let's start with Kim.
Kim Kardashian and Lewis Hamilton have finally confirmed what many have suspected for months by holding hands in public for the first time. The couple was spotted in New York City on Tuesday night, leaving the Broadway play The Fear of 13. Kim looked stunning in a turquoise satin corset top and acid-wash jeans, while Lewis brought plenty of his own sparkle with diamond earrings and a tennis necklace. They have actually known each other for over a decade, but things only turned romantic last November. Since then, they have been quite the jet-setters, spending New Year's in Aspen, visiting Europe in February, and even taking a trip to Tokyo with Kim's children. Seeing them finally lock hands in front of the cameras signals a new level of seriousness for the pair as they navigate their high-profile relationship in the public eye.
It is interesting to see how this relationship has evolved from a long-term friendship into a full-blown romance. They have been incredibly busy lately, appearing together at the Super Bowl and Coachella, and even furniture shopping, which usually suggests a couple is getting very comfortable. Lewis seems to be fitting right into her life, especially considering he joined her and the kids on that trip to Japan. The fact that they chose a Broadway show for this public milestone is a nice touch, showing a more low-key side to their dating life despite the heavy security and paparazzi presence. Kim has been through a lot in the public eye regarding her past relationships, so seeing her look this happy and relaxed with a world-class athlete like Hamilton is definitely catching everyone's attention. Their fashion choices alone were enough to make headlines, but that handhold is the real story here.
Now let's shift to Avatar.
Director James Cameron and Disney are facing a significant legal challenge from actress Kyorianka Kilcher. She alleges that her facial features were used without her consent to create the character Neytiri in the Avatar franchise. According to the lawsuit, her likeness was taken from a 2005 photograph in the Los Angeles Times when she was just 14 years old. Kilcher, known for her role as Pocahontas in The New World, claims her unique biometric features were extracted and run through an industrial production process to generate billions in profit. Her legal team is calling this extraction rather than inspiration, labeling it as theft of her identity. The complaint details how her image was allegedly used across sketches, digital models, and marketing materials. This case raises major questions about the ethics of character design and the rights of indigenous performers in the age of advanced digital effects and motion capture technology.
The most compelling piece of evidence mentioned is a framed sketch Cameron allegedly gave Kilcher in 2010. It reportedly included a note stating her beauty was his early inspiration for Neytiri and expressing regret that she was busy filming another project at the time. While Kilcher initially saw this as a personal gesture or a loose casting inspiration, she now believes it proves her face was systematically integrated into the production pipeline without compensation or permission. The lawsuit names several major entities, including Lightstorm Entertainment and Weta Digital, highlighting the scale of the alleged unauthorized use. As the Avatar sequels continue to dominate the box office, this legal battle could have massive implications for how studios document their creative inspirations and secure likeness rights. It is a complex situation where a gesture of admiration from a director has now become a central piece of a multi-million dollar legal dispute over intellectual property. Next up is Euphoria.
Euphoria creator Sam Levinson is promising that the drama in season 3 is only going to intensify. At a recent press event in Los Angeles, he described the current season as a roller coaster that just keeps clicking upward. "We are currently at the halfway point," and Levinson teased that several tsunamis are headed for the cast in the coming episodes. While fans have been busy sharing theories online, Levinson noted that no one has quite guessed exactly where the story is going yet. He specifically mentioned that there is more to the story of Angel, played by Priscilla Delgado, which should pique the interest of those following the smaller character arcs. The show continues to dominate social media conversations every Sunday, and Levinson seems to thrive on that engagement, calling the heated debates and cultural conversation a blessing for any creator who wants to evoke a strong response.
There has also been a lot of speculation about whether this third season will be the show's last, An HBO post recently referred to the upcoming finale as a season finale rather than a series finale, which gave fans hope for more. Levinson himself said he isn't opposed to keeping the show going because he loves the world and the characters they have built. However, he did mention that if they do a fourth season, he would need a significant break to spend time with his family and find a fresh perspective for the story. For now, the focus remains on the emotional and thrilling journey of the current episodes. Episode 6 is expected to get much darker, while Episode 7 will take a more emotional turn before the finale. It sounds like viewers should prepare themselves for a very intense conclusion to this chapter of the series, as the stakes continue to rise.
Moving on to Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow is facing criticism after a recent episode of her Goop podcast where she discussed wealth inequality with journalist Kara Swisher. During the conversation, Paltrow questioned how our culture became so focused on super-rich white guys in Silicon Valley who break rules without caring about the downstream impact on health and culture. While her points about the idolatry of wealth and the myth of American meritocracy resonated with some, many listeners found the comments tone-deaf coming from her. Critics were quick to point out that Paltrow herself has a net worth of around $200 million and comes from a very wealthy, influential Hollywood family. The irony of a multimillionaire entrepreneur critiquing the very system that allowed her to build a luxury wellness empire was not lost on the public. It has sparked a wider debate about who has the right to lead conversations on economic disparity.
The backlash highlights a common struggle for celebrities who try to engage with serious social issues. While Paltrow seemed to be genuinely questioning the hierarchy that governs American life, her own position at the top of that hierarchy makes the message hard for some to swallow. Swisher pointed out that many tech innovators took advantage of shortcuts in public funding, a point Paltrow seemed to agree with. However, social media users were quick to label her remarks as hypocritical, given her lifestyle and the high price points of her Goop products. It is a classic case of the messenger overshadowing the message. Even if the critique of Silicon Valley's oligarchy is valid, hearing it from someone perceived as part of the elite class often triggers a defensive or cynical reaction from the general public. This episode has certainly stirred the pot, reminding us how sensitive the topic of wealth remains in our current culture.
Now to Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian shared some heartbreaking reflections on her podcast, Khloe in Wonderland, regarding how people treated her differently after her significant weight loss. She admitted that the change in behavior from others was impossible to ignore and left her feeling gross. Khloe explained that when she was chubbier, she received vastly different treatment compared to her sisters Kim and Courtney. Once she lost weight and fit a more traditional Hollywood beauty standard, the treatment she received improved dramatically. This realization was painful because it confirmed her suspicions about how superficial the world can be. She noted that she has never forgotten the people who were mean or rude to her back then, but are now nice to her because of her appearance. It is a candid look at the harsh reality of body image and the double standards that exist even within one of the world's most famous families.
Khloe has been under intense public scrutiny for her looks for years, often being the target of cruel comparisons. Hearing her speak so openly about the emotional toll of this transformation is quite powerful. She emphasized that she is the same person she always was, yet the world's reaction to her is entirely dependent on her aesthetic. This experience has clearly made her more cautious about who she trusts in the industry. She mentioned that she refuses to work with or befriend those who only started showing her respect after she changed her body. It is a strong stance against the fair-weather friends and industry professionals who prioritize looks over character. By sharing this, Khloe is shedding light on the toxic nature of celebrity culture and the psychological impact of being judged so heavily on physical traits. Her honesty provides a relatable, albeit sad, perspective on the reality of living in the spotlight.
Next, the Vrabel rumors.
The rumors surrounding NFL coach Mike Vrabel and sports journalist Deanna Rossini have taken a dramatic turn with new reports of a private boat outing. According to insiders, the two allegedly rented a boat together in Tennessee back in June 2021. What makes this detail particularly shocking is that Rossini was pregnant with her first child at the time. The outing was reportedly just the two of them, and they both signed waivers before heading out on the water for a few hours. Sources claim they were very cautious about being seen, with Rossini allegedly refusing to have her photo taken at all. Vrabel reportedly agreed to one photo with the boat company's staff, but only on the condition that it remained private. At the time, both were married to other people, adding layers of complexity to an already scandalous narrative that has the sports world talking.
The timing of this outing is being heavily scrutinized, especially since Rossini gave birth later that summer. Fans have also pointed out a seemingly innocent Instagram post she made a week after the boat trip, thanking the great people she spent the holiday with, which now feels loaded with potential subtext. The most eyebrow-raising detail for many is the name of her child, which some are linking back to the coach in their online theories. While there was no obvious public display of affection reported before they set sail, the secretive nature of the trip has fueled intense speculation. Both Vrabel and Rossini have long-standing careers in the NFL circle, and these allegations of a private situationship are creating a significant buzz. It is a messy situation that involves two very public figures and their respective families, making it one of the most talked-about stories in sports media right now as more details emerge.
Now for West Wilson.
Summer House star West Wilson is finally breaking his silence after his private photos were leaked online just before the Season 10 reunion filming. On his Show Me Something podcast, West addressed the situation with a mix of humor and frustration. He clarified that the photos weren't even intended to be sexual, describing them as looking more medical since he was checking his progress after using a sauna in his old apartment. Despite trying to make light of it by joking about a potential partnership with a grooming brand, he was clear that leaking someone's private photos is a massive invasion of privacy and not okay. He found out about the leak and that his social media accounts were hacked just minutes before walking onto the reunion stage. It was an incredibly stressful moment during what he already described as one of the worst days of his life.
The timing for West couldn't have been worse, as he was also dealing with a devastating family tragedy involving the death of his grandmother the night before. Facing his castmates and the public eye under those circumstances was clearly an immense challenge. He described the reunion filming as the darkest form of therapy, acknowledging that he had caused a lot of damage in his relationships on the show. While he is owning the situation and asking people to report the leaked images if they see them, the emotional weight of everything hitting at once is significant. It is a reminder of the personal toll reality TV fame can take, especially when combined with malicious acts like hacking and privacy violations. West seems to be trying to maintain his mental health while navigating the fallout of both his personal actions on screen and the external attacks on his private life.
Finally, the D4VD case.
The legal situation involving singer D4VD has taken another dark turn, with a scathing statement from his younger brother, Caleb Burke. D4VD was recently arrested and charged with first-degree murder, mutilation of human remains, and sexual abuse of a child following the discovery of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas. While the rest of the family has remained mostly silent, Caleb, who is an aspiring musician himself, posted a very pointed message on his Instagram story. He wrote, "That all predators and rapists should die," a statement that many believe is directed squarely at his brother, given the timing of the charges. D4VD has officially pleaded not guilty to the horrific allegations, but his own brother's public stance suggests a deep rift and a lack of support within the family. The case has shocked the music industry and the public alike due to the gruesome nature of the evidence presented by prosecutors.
The evidence against the 21-year-old singer is substantial, with authorities claiming they found the victim's body in the trunk of his Tesla 7 months after she went missing. Prosecutors also allege there was a sexual relationship between the singer and the young girl prior to her death. Caleb's decision to speak out so aggressively on social media is a bold move, especially as he tries to launch his own career under the name Kova. It signals that he wants to distance himself entirely from his brother's actions and the surrounding scandal. This case is incredibly tragic, and the public reaction has been one of total disbelief and anger. As the legal proceedings continue, the focus remains on seeking justice for Celeste Rivas and her family. The internal family dynamics being played out on social media only add another layer of tragedy to an already devastating situation that has left a community in mourning.
That concludes our roundup for today. Thank you for joining us for these updates. Be sure to follow the show for your next daily briefing on the stories that matter most in entertainment.